Raising your income long-term is a career track issue. Your career track is vital because as you make more and more and more and more money, you get to win with money. It's that simple. And you get on a career track and it's not going to be straight up. It's going to be a little of this along the way. But hopefully as you figure out your personality style and all of that, it's a long-term issue. But some folks in here right now, some people watching this right now, they don't have a five-year problem. They got a five-minute problem. I need some money today. The light people are calling, and I'm afraid they're going to quit calling and just flip the switch. I'm about to get foreclosed on. I've got bill collectors screaming at me. I need some money today. See, there's two things we work for. Thing one we work for is the long-term strategic thinking career, and that's where you make the bulk of your money, and that's what we've been talking about at the start of this lesson. And you need to be doing something you love over a long period of time. The second thing you work for is for money to eat. It's for necessities. And really, that's where it starts. You have to eat first. Then you self-actualize and try to move into something you love. And if you're in the middle of a mess financially and you're trying to turn it around, lots and lots and lots of people in Financial Peace University, or have read my books across the nation, take on the dreaded extra job, the dreaded part-time job. So raising your income long-term is a career track issue. Raising it short-term means the dreaded part-time job. So it's a matter of getting rid of some debt quickly, getting the debt snowball rolling, getting that $1,000 together. And what we're saying here is that you have to be willing to sacrifice to win. These are jobs you do not want to do for 10 years, usually. Usually you're not going to enter the career of your choice at this point. Usually you're going to be doing something like delivering pizzas or lifting boxes over at UPS or FedEx. Usually you're going to be waiting tables or cleaning houses or mowing grass or parking cars. And lots of people, white collar and blue collar alike, that have regular careers during the day are doing stuff at night and on the weekends to get a little extra money in to get that snowball rolling because they want to get this thing moving. They're willing to sacrifice for a short period of time to win. And you got to have a detailed plan so you can see the finish line, because I tell you what, you start working two or three extra jobs, you start delivering papers and pizzas, and you start parking cars on the weekend and working your job, you're working three or four jobs, you get a bunch of money coming in, but you'll be tired, won't you? And you can't keep your eye on the finish line, you can't keep the energy up if you think this is going to go on forever. And so what you've got to do is you've got to be measuring it. Every time I deliver papers, I got that debt knocked off. By the end of next week, I'll have that one knocked off. And by working those pizza things, this is why I'm going to have this knocked off. And you're measuring your progress with a detailed written plan, which keeps you encouraged to know that pretty soon I'm going to be able to quit all this junk and go back to having life again, but I won't have any debt then, so I'll have a real life. But you cannot maintain that. Do it. This is working like no one else, so later I get to work like no one else. See, today I work when I want to, but there was a day I worked like an animal. Took every possible speaking gig, did every book signing event, did anything anybody would let me go with my scissors chopping up credit cards, I would go. And now I'm not a snob, but I have a life, and it's in balance. I have a family I love, and I get to do some things with them. And so my personal assistant, part of her job is, no, Dave can't come. And it's not because I'm mad at you or don't think your thing's worthy. I'm just going to do a lot less now, and I do only the things that we particularly want me to do that cause leverage in our organization. And it's not because I don't love speaking at your church. It's not because of those things, but it's just, no, Dave can't come now. Because, you know, he's got teenagers, he's got a family, he's got a little fat dog that he needs to take on a walk. He's got all of these things. But I work like no one else, and now I work like no one else. I do what I want to do, and that's where I want you to get to. But you're going to sacrifice to win. And it's like the guy that was delivering pizzas that was in Financial Peace University. I was talking to him in a small group discussion one night, and he was telling me, he said, Dave, it's one of the most embarrassing events in my entire life. I said, what are you talking about? He said, I'm doing the pizza thing, man. He said, I'm making about $1,000, $1,500 a month throwing these pizzas. It's great, and I'm chunking on some debt. But he said, I'm like a white-collar executive, and I bring in, he's like 40 years old. And he said, I'm bringing in these 26-year-old guys and training them. And the other night, one of the guys I'm training, I had to deliver a pizza to his house. This is a guy who really, really wants to win, isn't it? Or like a friend of mine that's a pastor. He's a pastor of a church, speaks to a couple hundred people on Sundays, ministers to these people, very professional minister, parks cars on Saturdays. got to park one of the cars for one of his congregants one time. That's an interesting position of humility, isn't it? And do I want you to do that the rest of your life? Absolutely not. But if you work like no one else, later you get to work like no one else. The trick is, have that detailed plan so that you can see the finish line. Choose the job or start a home-based business. Maybe you don't want to do the pizza thing. Maybe instead you're just going to start a great small part-time thing if you want to. You can deliver pizzas, you can wait tables, you can deliver papers, you can yard work, clean houses, car detailing, handyman, web design, PC repair. You can do anything. Or you can do like a guy did named Jason Droge over on eBay. His hobby, he loves golf. And he's a golfer. And he started going around to garage sales seeing all these used golf clubs everywhere. And he started buying used golf clubs and just cleaning them up a little bit and selling them on eBay. Last year he sold $2 million worth on eBay. Be careful what you wish for, you know. Or Kane Bond, he did the same thing with strollers. These are stories on the eBay website. Kane Bond, he's going out buying strollers. You can buy strollers. When people are done with strollers, they're done, you know. And you pick them up everywhere. Stores, thrift stores, you're picking them up at garage sales, everything else. Again, God, this year he did $1 million in volume on eBay and used strollers. So, you know, is eBay the answer? No, eBay's not the answer. You can do a lot of things. I had a caller on my radio show the other day, a lady who's a mommy, and she said, I want to be at home full time with my babies, but I have a master's degree, and I have little babies, and I have a $40,000 student loan I'm trying to pay off from this master's degree, and yet I want to be a full-time mom. And so what she ended up doing is she's now a teacher, a college professor with her master's degree online. And doesn't miss the kids at all. Puts the kids to bed, sits down, goes back into the blog, goes back in, reads their emails, grades their papers. And almost every single college in the U.S. today has an online initiative. And there's lots of people sitting at home with degrees that could go online and become an online prof and make some money doing that. There's a lot of things you can do if you just set your mind to it, utilizing the stuff that you've got. The trick is this: no matter what happens, figure out your game plan with the short-term game plan, the extra jobs, the little starting your own business idea, or the long-term game plan, the strategic thinking. Whatever you do, you just got to get in the mindset of, I'm not going to give up. I'm not going to just get stuck in a rut. Zig Ziglar says a rut is just a grave with both ends kicked out. I'm not going to get stuck in a rut. I'm not going to accept where I am. I'm going to move on. If you're in a good place, that's good, but move to a better one. If you're in a great place, that's good, but move to a better one. If you're in a lousy place, for goodness sakes, let's get to a better one. Let's make a decision here to do something different. Calvin Coolidge said this. He said, nothing in the world can take the place of persistence. Talent will not. Nothing is more common than unsuccessful men with talent. Genius will not. Unrewarded genius is almost a proverb. Education will not. The world is full of educated derelicts. Persistence and determination alone are omnipotent. The slogan, press on, has solved and always will solve the problems of the human race. By the way, press on will solve your problems, your individual problems. You don't have to solve all the problems of the human race. You can just decide, I'm not going to quit. I'm going to win. I'm going to do what it takes. I'm going to step up. Now, in the midst of all of this, we got to throw out one warning, because I'm not suggesting workaholism. I'm not suggesting that you draw your self-worth from what you do. You need to be who you are, and doing things is a part of that. If the only place you have a self-worth is in doing, then you got a twisted situation going on. So don't allow your work to be the source of all your satisfaction and your self-worth. That's a dumb idea. We'll close up with this old poem. I love this. I've got this on my wall. My parents gave this to me. I actually went to a seminar when I was about 14 years old. And this absolutely just electrifies me every time I read through it. It's called, I Do Not Choose to Be a Common Man. It is my right to be uncommon if I can. I seek opportunity, not security. I do not wish to be a kept citizen, humbled and dulled by having the state look after me. I want to take the calculated risk, to dream and to build, to fail and to succeed. I refuse to barter incentive for a dole. I prefer challenges, the challenges of life to the guaranteed existence, the thrill of fulfillment to the stale calm of utopia. I will not trade freedom for beneficence, nor my dignity for a handout. I will never cower before any master nor bend to any threat. It is my heritage to stand erect, proud, and unafraid, to think and act for myself, to enjoy the benefit of my creations, to face the world boldly and say, this I have done. We get more letters off of this lesson and people changing life direction than just about anything we do in Financial Peace University. Search your hearts. Spend some time in prayer. God put you on this planet to do something really cool. You need to get about the business of doing it right now. Thanks for being here.